Good morning, dearly beloved people of God. This is officially the last day of winter. Wow! What a joy to be on the cusp of a new season in our lives. And I pray that you'll have the most amazing day today, filled with joy. We are continuing our meditations in the second letter of Paul to the Thessalonians in chapter 1. And I shared yesterday that Paul wrote mainly to correct wrong thinking, which is evidenced in wayward in lives. Our thinking is so important in determining the kind of lives that we live. I want to look at verse 4 today. Therefore, among God's churches, we boast about your perseverance and faith in all the persecutions and trials you are enduring. Here Paul is rejoicing over the church who only yesterday that you had were outsiders into God's ways, had no idea of any of this, didn't know the first thing about the way God works, hadn't the faintest idea of Christ. You knew nothing of that rich history of God's covenants and promises in Israel, hadn't a clue about what God was doing in the world at large. Now, because of Christ dying that death, shedding that blood, you who once were out of it altogether are in on everything. That's from Ephesians in chapter 2, verses 11 to 13. I was totally amazed that Paul was able to establish a church in very hostile conditions. It only takes up 9 verses in Acts chapter 17, yet the church still exists today in modern Thessaloniki. There are disputes claiming that the church there has the oldest Christian building dating back to 315 AD. But it took a warrior type person in the form of Paul, who didn't shrink back when encountering personal physical pain or hard work. This got me thinking. I give thanks for the person of Paul or Paul's caliber. He was totally convinced that Jesus is the Christ, the anointed Savior of the world. He gave his life to making this truth known to people who were equally convinced that the God they were serving was the right God. He certainly did not have it easy in Thessalonica. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 9, we get an insight into what Paul did on days between the three Sabbaths. You remember us in those days, friends, working our fingers to the bone, up half the night, moonlighting, so you wouldn't have the burden of supporting us while we proclaimed God's message to you. He did not have a Sunday-only job. Today, as I was preparing this short meditation, I received the following meme from a friend, and I quote, "The founder of Dubai, Sheikh Rashid, was asked about the future of his country, and he replied, 'My grandfather rode a camel, my dad rode a camel, and I drive a Mercedes. My son drives a Land Rover, and my grandson will drive a Land Rover as well. But my great-grandson will have to walk the camel again.' Why? Why?" And he carries on. "Hard times create strong people. Strong people create easy times. Easy times create weak people. Weak people create hard times." Many won't understand, but you must raise warriors. Same thing is when you give everything free to your child who sleeps all day. Unquote. As you read through this letter to the Thessalonians, you will see that Paul was combating the same attitude which had crept into the church. The desire for the easy life is the bane of the South African church culture. Paul was so concerned about this that he penned his second letter. This was not something to which Paul was accustomed, nor could anyone accuse him of being lazy. even in the founding of the church in Thessalonica, was accomplished under major trials in extremely adverse conditions. For three Sabbaths, Paul had worked hard in a synagogue where, quote, he reasoned with them from the scriptures, explaining and proving that Christ had to suffer and rise from the dead. This Jesus I am proclaiming to you is the Christ. That's Acts chapter 17, verses 2 to 3. Elsewhere, Paul writes, quote, but by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace to me was not without effect. No, I worked harder than all of them, yet not I, but the grace of God that was with me. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 10. Later, he again reminded the church in Corinth, are they servants of Christ? I am out of my mind to talk like this. I am more. I have worked much harder, been in prison more frequently, been flogged more severely, and have been exposed to death again and again. That's 2 Corinthians and chapter 11. In the Gospel of Luke, Jesus sends out the disciples with these words of instruction. The harvest is truly great, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. That's Luke in chapter 10 and verse 2. Today, I'm asking you to pray this same prayer. There are millions of people in South Africa who are outside the commonwealth of God's love. And as you pray, be prepared to be the answer to that prayer.